lead you to believe that there is a simple real estate path that works for everyone, that simply isn't the case. Just take a listen to some of the interviews we've done on the podcast. No two stories are the same. Every journey is unique, and that's really a good thing because it's a beast that can be ridden differently based on your personality, your location, and your financial state. There is absolutely no reason why you can't build wealth through real estate because there are so many options that exist. We've written this book to help simplify the process of figuring out how you could get started by seeing the whole picture. Unlike other books we've published at Bigger Pockets, this book is not going into the weeds on the specifics of one type of real estate. Instead, this book will give you a broad stroke overview of the entire industry. That way, you can best decide how to begin your own path to financial freedom through real estate investments. Why real estate investing? To get filthy rich. We're kidding, sort of. Yes, people invest in real estate because they want to build wealth. In fact, we believe that real estate investing is the best investment on the planet for helping the average person build wealth and passive income. But it's more than that, isn't it? As discussed earlier, real estate is diverse enough to allow anyone, regardless of personality, financial position, or location, to invest. It can be done with a lot of money or with very little. It can be done on a large scale or a small scale. It can make someone a billionaire or simply provide a few thousand dollars in extra spending money each month. It's plentiful, it's beautiful, or can be. It's relatable, it's outsourceable, and it's fun. There are many different places you can stick your money other than under your pillow, like stocks, bonds, savings, mutual funds, CDs, currencies, cryptocurrencies, commodities, and more. We're not knocking any of these investments. Many people have become rich off of investing in them. But there is something special about real estate, isn't there? Perhaps more than anything else, real estate is attractive because it leads people closer to financial independence, the ability to live life on one's own terms rather than simply earning enough to pay the bills and survive. Real estate can offer investors an incredible life now and an incredible life later. Throughout this book, you'll see this pattern emerging over and over and over. You'll find dozens of real-life stories of investors just like you who are achieving success through various real estate strategies. These stories are meant not only to encourage you on your journey, but also to give you a smorgasbord of ideas to choose from as you embark on your own real estate journey. Take what you want and leave what you don't. That's the beauty of real estate. Each of the investor stories was taken from the interviews we've conducted on the Bigger Pockets podcast. Dig in, learn, grow. Chad Carson, Bigger Pockets Podcast, Episodes 84, 141, and 293. Like many young adults leaving college today, Chad wasn't sure what he wanted to do for a career. Being a pre-med biology major, his original plan was to go to medical school, but after graduating, he wasn't completely sold on the idea. He decided to try his hand at real estate investing first. Chad learned about real estate investing from his father and mentors, including a former college professor. Chad partnered with a college buddy, and with financial help from the professor, they started flipping houses. Chad's business slowly began to take off, and he and his partner began to do more and more deals. Chad recalled going to a seminar and hearing someone talk about doing 50 properties a year, so he and his partner set a goal to do just that. Along the way, though, Chad and his partner came to the realization that the more properties you have, the more work, time, and energy it costs. Chad learned from Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Workweek, that you have to build in measurement tools for more than just money. You also have to quantify time and mobility. You have to think, how much time will it cost me to reach my goals? How much mobility do I need? Every time you make a business decision, buy a property, or hire someone, you have to ask yourself these questions. After the chaos of closing on 47 properties in 1 year, Chad decided to slow things down a bit. We had an aha moment where we put the brakes on to think about what we were doing here, Chad says. What kind of business model do we want to have? We wanted to think about what is the objective here? What are we measuring our success by? When we looked at our goals in the short run and long run, we realized we could do it without being huge. It was fortunate that we realized it at that point because we saw that we could slow things down, and we've been adjusting our strategy ever since. Chad and his partner switched gears and focused on being a big fish in a small pond.